The Department of Defense maintains the largest employer-sponsored child care system in the world. Purdue's Department of Human Development and Family Studies, which is home to the Military Family Research Institute, has been charged with two projects to help improve early childhood education in these facilities. Professor Douglas Powell is leading a five-year project to develop a universal curriculum for all DOD preschool programs.
The Department of Defense wants a curriculum that is implemented in all settings, all installations. So when children move, they're not experiencing a totally new set of expectations, and there's greater continuity in their school experiences.
Powell says Purdue faculty, along with partners in other institutions, are visiting DOD child care centers throughout the country and interviewing military and civilian experts in early childhood education and care and military culture. Powell says the curriculum also pays particular attention to children's social and emotional development.
Research now shows us that your ability to regulate your feelings, your actions, your thoughts, your reactions to things, that's very predictive of long-term success. You can look at preschool self-regulation and predict college completion.
Powell says the DOD would like the curriculum to be available to any interested early childhood program. It'll be distributed free of charge through the Virtual Lab School, a website at Ohio State University that DOD sponsors. And if it works for DOD schools, the curriculum might also work for traditional public schools. Ashlyn Nelson studies education policy at Indiana University's School of Public and Environmental Affairs. She says while other attempts at standardized curriculum, such as the Common Core, have met resistance, that doesn't mean it's not possible. She says the main reason the United States hasn't had a national curriculum is that K-12 education is considered the domain of the states. And she says the Common Core quickly became politicized.
I think the institutional situation that you have with the military is in sharp contrast to that. People in the military are very familiar with hierarchical decision-making, and they view themselves as almost like a separate sector in some ways. And I think many families would really actually appreciate the fact that if they moved to a different part of the country, that their kid could just pick up right where they left off and not have any gaps in the curriculum.
Nelson says the city of Boston has implemented an evidence-based curriculum in all of its public preschools that appears to be successful, but at significant cost.
Every kid who's in a public preschool in all of Boston is doing the same thing on the same day, regardless of what classroom you're in. It's a very expensive program to put in place. I think it cost about $19,000 per kid to implement. The teachers are highly trained and highly educated. They make $90,000 a year. That probably wouldn't be the case on a base.
And implementing such a program could prove even more difficult at the roughly 50 overseas U.S. military bases. Purdue Human Development and Family Studies Professor James Elliker says while the Department of Defense provides half-day preschool for all four-year-olds on domestic military installations at little or no cost, the same is not true for facilities abroad. He says the availability of early childhood opportunities on overseas bases is much more limited, and families must pay for those programs. Elliker says the DOD has been able to take advantage of the publicly funded preschool programs now offered by many states in the United States, but there hasn't been a comparable expansion of those services for kids who live on bases overseas.
Military families really have a lot of stressors to deal with, and kids are affected by those stressors. So moving a lot is one. Having a parent who's deployed for long periods of time is another. So it's especially important to have really high-quality, supportive early childhood programs to support those kids and families.
Elliker says the DOD sees this as a gap in service and is turning to Purdue to develop a roadmap to identify deficiencies and recommend how to fix them.
Their purpose in awarding this grant to Purdue was to have us have some expert input on just what's needed, how much additional preschool would be needed in order to serve all of the four-year-olds that are on those bases, and what would be the important quality factors to consider and how much would it cost.
Elliker says the one-year project is just getting underway, and the only thing his team knows for sure is that there aren't enough preschool programs available. Elliker says his team plans to visit sites and conduct about 125 interviews with education leaders at overseas bases, including school administrators and staff working at child development centers there. For WBAA News, I'm Kristen Malavenda.